The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and Rona, and about being fat, and all kinds of other stuff. And I didn't even realize that it's already Thursday. Let's do this. It's the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. That degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Thursday already. We have football tonight. I mean, I got up today and I was doing my office, the little picks thing that we're in with Eric.
Yes.
And I'm like, holy bleep. There's a game tonight.
It's happening, baby.
This whole week has just flown by.
It's happening.
You know? I mean, what's going on?
Do you got a pick on the game tonight?
I do not. I'd probably. The problem is, I kind of feel like there's two scenarios in this game. One of them is the Browns cover easily because they're such a front-running bunch of bitches. And they get a lead and they run off and hide. But they're also so bad that it's hard for me to get excited about that. I did use them in my bookie contest. I use the Browns. I kind of think they're going to, I think they're going to boat race it tonight because this is what they do. They like beat up on a really bad team. And you say, okay, here come the Browns. And then they go up against somebody good and they get their ass kicked.
I don't know. I don't know about a boat. I mean, I if I had to pick, it'd be the Browns to cover, but I like the under. I think that these two teams, the Browns, who decided they just didn't run the ball last week, they decided they don't need to run.
Yeah.
They're going to run this week because they looked stupid last week because they didn't even try to run the ball. And obviously the Bengals still have some things to work out offensively. They've got a pretty bad offensive line. Joe Burrow was
don't you disparage Jose Burrow.
He was being hurried. Nonstop. Last week, he was under pressure constantly, and now Myles Garrett standing on the other side of the field. So I expect that it's a low scoring type game. I think we could be into like a 24-14 type of game.
Yeah, I do think though that if the Browns win, it's not going to be close.
Okay,
that's kind of why I'm not too worried about giving the points here. Because that's sort of what they are. I mean, how do I put it? They're mentally unstable, and they're like the poker player who goes on tilt all the time. So they get a couple bad beats, and then they give away all their chips. But they win a couple hands, and then they're like, we're good. We're the Browns, right. Baker Mayfield. So that's how I feel about them tonight. We'll see. I used them in that, and I used them in the MyBookie contest.
So. I will say this. Do you know how many times last season – So it's not like the Browns were good, but they won 6 games. They were 6-10. Of those 6 wins, though, 4 of them were by double digits. When they were winning, they were putting it on people, and they put it on the Dolphins. They actually put it on the Ravens, if you remember that, was really weird at Baltimore. That's where Baker Mayfield had like the game of his life and threw for like 350, and Nick Chubb ran for 1 million. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't.
They're like the Rockets in a way. When either the Rockets are like the front running horse, when they get an easy lead, then you can't catch them.
Yeah.
But when they have to, when one of them looks them in the eye, they will. That's what the Browns are. And so I think they get a couple early touchdowns and they run away and hide tonight. And I do like the under, but I think it's more like 24-7. I just don't see the Bengals doing much.
Three of their wins last year: Baltimore, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Like, you got only 6 wins. 3 of them were pretty quality dubs.
Yeah. Of course, that was Pittsburgh without Roethlisberger, right?
Yes.
Which also, they still almost made the playoffs. And this year, they would have.
Yep.
So, But that's what I mean. They're that kind of team. They get a lead, they get confident, they feel like they can beat anybody because they've got all these stars. And then when they don't, when they actually have to, okay, I'll say it, they have no heart.
Well, that's fair.
And that's how a team with no heart plays. When they get a lead, they just kick your ass because it's easy to have heart when you're up 14 to nothing and confidence. But, you know, that's, wow, it's a lot of Browns talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the only game in town.
It is the only game
tonight,
in town. Oh, you got basketball.
I'm not watching basketball.
Me either.
I mean, listen, I'm a,
I miss my slate of college football.
I'm a red-blooded American man. I'm here to watch football matches.
Not if I kneel. I ain't watching.
Well,
if I kneel
I'll
now.
Change the channel over to them basketballers if they start kneeling, because I'm sure those basketballers won't do anything like that. No, I'm locked in on football tonight.
Yeah, I am too. I do miss my little slate of Thursday night college games, though.
Yeah,
because
when
the NFL game sucks, it's always fun to switch over and watch, you know, Louisville, North Carolina, or something like that, or whatever AAC game is on. Usually Memphis or Cincinnati or Houston plays almost every Thursday, so I always like that. But we'll have to we'll get back to it. Hey, we're going to have the Big Ten back, which is good. Be curious to get Brad's thoughts on that today, and Taylor.
Yeah,
we have both those guys on. Brad's 5:30. Taylor is at 6, so we can talk about that a little bit. And yeah, and then I think how teams react. Well, I'd be curious from the betting perspective. How do you react to a team like North Carolina suddenly getting a bunch of cases and having to cancel a game? How do you approach a game like Baylor Houston where neither team has played?
Yeah,
and they weren't supposed to play each other. So from a handicapping perspective, I'm curious how Brad looks at that. I mean, I have an opinion, but he's one of the best on the planet. So, but yeah, it's a fun time. I really like the fact that we're, you know, back to having football on a regular basis, and there's going to be some fits and starts. But, you know, like I said, if you do something like Houston and Baylor did and create a game out of nowhere, there's some good that comes out of this.
Yep.
So, shocker, Doc Rivers is expected to return as a Clippers coach.
Well, all right.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you really need a headline that's saying he'll be back. If his job's in danger, some of these things really, I find are really odd when it comes to stories like this, like the Allen Robinson story. Well, yesterday morning it said Allen Robinson wants to be traded by the Bears. And then by afternoon it was Allen Robinson says he's staying with the Bears for the rest of the season. So which is
by the way, who's Allen Robinson that he thinks he's got like the kind of clout?
Oh no, he's DeAndre Hopkins, AJ.
These guys, man. NFL's a crazy league.
Well, I mean, I think there's, in a lot of sports, there's guys that think they have that kind of clout. But, you know, when I start thinking of the best receivers in the NFL, I hate to break it to you. He doesn't really come to mind.
No, he's a ways down the list.
It's like,
they beat up the Lions defense once they had their top three corners out. They were able to make a comeback. So,
hey, that was all Mitchell. That was all Mitchell.
Sure it was.
Yeah, and you know, DeAndre Swift dropping the ball. Did you see how, I'm sure you saw your all NBA teams.
Yes.
Did you see how Chris Middleton missed out on it?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, and it's a lot of it is positional, and I think Chris Middleton's good. I'm a believer that Chris Middleton is legit one of those guys. He's like on that level, but again, when you start making these decisions, who do you leave off?
Well, did you see how the voting worked? Why he got screwed? He had more.
Oh, because he got split between
positions. Yeah, he had more total voting points than Ben Simmons and Russell Westbrook, who both made it. But his were split between guard and forward, which to me, it seems kind of silly in this day and age because a lot of guys play multiple positions throughout the season. I mean, you should just say, all right, he's this or he's this. Or just say, hey, let's just go with the votes.
I mean, it should be like the all-star ballot in baseball. Like, you have to punch a box. Like, you just put him in either category, whichever one you want to. And just that's what he's got to play. That's what you're voting on him at. Just like Luka, who makes it as a guard. But, I mean, he plays forward throughout the season. He moves around. It's a weird. And LeBron is essentially a guard.
Yeah,
for the Lakers. Yeah. And I mean, he led the league in assists. He was the point guard of that team for almost the entire season. So there is some flaw to that.
In case you missed it, here your first team: LeBron, Giannis, Luka, Anthony Davis, James Harden.
I don't think I have a big argument there.
No, I think that's a pretty good five.
Yep.
Second team, Dame Time, Kawhi Leonard, Jokic, Chris Paul, Siakam.
It's funny, Kawhi Leonard is on the second team, and I think deservedly so, because LeBron and Giannis both had a better year than him, but Giannis, Kawhi, who was looked at as like the guy, that's impressive. I probably would have had Jason Tatum on second team ahead of Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, I do think Siakam should have been third team, but yeah, he deserved to be on one of them, but I don't think I'd argue with you too much. Third team was Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Russell Westbrook. I think if this had happened after the playoffs started, Jimmy Butler's probably second team.
Oh, yeah, you could make an argument for that, yeah.
But, yeah, otherwise, I mean, I don't know if Russell deserved to be third team or not, but I don't have a whole group of guys that I'd say, oh, this guy's other than Middleton.
Middleton's an argument, and I think Bradley Beal's an argument, although, I mean, the Wizards suck, so do you even... I'm not making a big stink about Russell Westbrook making it.
Yeah, it's just kind of it's funny that Middleton had significantly more total points in the voting in 82.
Yeah,
and Simmons had 61 and Westbrook 56. But the vote was split. So I don't know if that cost him a bunch of money. I don't know if he had something in his contract where if he makes it, he gets a bonus. But yeah,
the one other guy that I may have considered, and I guess a lot of what. I mean, he was greater in the bubble than he was at any other time, but Devin Booker, another guard who you probably could have given some consideration to.
Yeah, that's another one. I guess they did it as the whole season. They didn't wait it towards the bubble, which is probably smart. And I think it's all good, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Thursday. I hope you're having a great one. Feels like the weekend's here, man, when we got football. I feel like we get to Thursday, I've made it. Because Friday's happy hour, and you know, that's a third of the show is basically just drinking.
Yeah.
So, I feel like once we get to Thursday, weekend's here. You see the Texans have announced plans for their second home game for fans.
No, I've not seen that.
The goal is to get 15,000 fans in for the Vikings game, which would be in October 4th. And actually, I saw Creighton tweet this out that, like, would you go to a game? I mean, I don't really have any interest in going to a Texans game in person. I prefer watching it on TV. But there are some things I might want to do. Like, I might be more interested in going to, I'll certainly be interested in going to a UH game. Might be interested actually in going to a Dynamo game more so than the Texans.
I'm not looking to go to games.
As long as it's, it's just anything else. As long as it's, as long as it's safe, as long as they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, guess what they're doing in Cleveland? They're making everyone who comes into the game promise. It's a health promise. You're promising that you're healthy. And as long as nobody lies, and we all know in this culture nobody lies.
Yeah,
So it's everything's cool.
Because what's going to happen. Like Browns fan 2544 this afternoon who's got his ticket. He's all excited to go to the Browns game. He's going to, and all of a sudden, I'm fine. Oh, man, let me take something for this fever real quick. Yeah, that's what's going to, the problem is not being able to trust people. But I'll just tell you, if I'm in an event or if I'm out having dinner, you can trust me.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing everything that they're telling us to do. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get it at some point. That can happen. But, I wouldn't mind going to something else. I don't have any interest in going to a Texans game. So, somebody said, what happened to happy hour? Nothing. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
I might not be here for the start of it, though.
Oh, you better be.
I mean, that's a goal. I have a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock, and I've been trying to get in with this guy for forever. So, you know, I do think I'll be here in plenty of time, but just in case, you guys can have a
your enlargement procedure?
No. I'm not enlarging anything. I need everything to be smaller on me.
Okay.
Except for that.
Your breast reduction, then?
Possibly. No, it's just... just a regular checkup for some things that I need to be dealing with, but he doesn't even start office visits until 2 o'clock, so that's the earliest I could get.
All right,
but you know, I should be here plenty of time. It's not that big a deal, but I figure Friday's the day to do it because you guys can. You know what I'll do if I can't make it. If I don't make it on time, I'll do a shot of whatever tomorrow's is, and then one of the bad ones that we still have.
Okay.
Tomorrow. You can pick.
Josh isn't going to be here, but I'm tired of waiting. So we're doing the Wheel of Death game tomorrow. We're going to break out the wheel, which I think is in the prize closet.
I believe so. Last time I saw it.
And right now in my office, there's Fernet, there's coconut rum, there's some ghost pepper tequila.
Dude, I like that stuff.
And I think there's one other bottle that we have a little bit. No, the Aquavit's
gone. That one's gone. Oh, is it the Tubi?
It's the Tubi.
Yeah.
So we've got those four things, and we'll have whatever we have tomorrow. And whoever spins out on the Wheel of Death tomorrow has to drink a double shot of a blend of all of those things. So it's going to be disgusting. But that's the Wheel of Death. And I think that's what we'll do every once in a while when we get a backlog on the – as long as Happy Hour continues to go on. I know that there's some people in our building who don't necessarily love the idea of Happy Hour. So as long as we're able to pull it off, we'll keep doing it because we're having fun, and I think the people are having fun.
It better. Tyler and I are working on some new production for next week.
Yeah, we just have to – the goal – really what we have to do is and as much as I love – and Happy Hour is obviously the most fun, I think, on Twitch – but Todd and I were talking about this, and I think it's an important reminder that not everyone's listening on Twitch. So a lot of people are still just listening on their old school radios. And while I still think it would be fun just on radio, we do have to be mindful about things like mic discipline and things like that. Because like when that's why we bring in that corded mic. Because and everybody needs to remember to use it.
Yep.
We need to, you know, that's the thing. So we've got too much talking off mic. That's got to stop.
Yeah, and that's but I mean, we're learning as we go with it. If we're going to do this kind of thing, we hadn't done it before.
Right.
So, yeah, those are all things that, and when you're doing it, yeah, you almost have to go back and listen to it to hear where the, and that's one of the things that I think is important is that we keep people on mic. So, but it's, and I'd be curious from non-Twitch, like if you guys want to text the show, do you find it entertaining when you're just listening on the radio? I think people do. I've gotten nothing but really good feedback. But, you know, if it doesn't mean it's going away if you say, oh, I hate it. I'm just kind of curious.
Well, let's do that. Because, I mean, if we ask Twitch, Twitch is going to say they love it because Twitch fills up every time. So let's give us that. We'll do a poll till the end of this segment, and we'll figure it out at the end of the segment. Do you enjoy Happy Hour? And let's limit it to people on Twitter and the text line. How about that?
Absolutely.
Because we know what Twitch is going to say.
Yeah, and it's not that we don't care about your opinion, guys. It's just, you know, we know you're there and you comment on it while it's happening. So it's all good. But yeah, let's just text the show 713-780-3776 or Degenerates975. Just hit it up and say yes or hey, I hate it. Either one. And just let us know. And we will listen. You know, now it's kind of like it's one of those elections where because we're dictators, we can still overturn any results. But we're just more out of curiosity. I just want to see what the numbers look like.
Well, if you're also going to go, oh, I hate it because I hate Josh Innes, then don't bother.
Don't.
If you hate one of us, but the rest of it you enjoy, then let us know that you enjoy it. Don't do it for one person.
Josh isn't
going to
be
here
tomorrow anyway. So,
Well, but yeah, and I know that a lot of people really love it when Trey's here.
Yeah.
Trey's a big part of it. And a lot of people loved it when Holly was on last week. But I'm just talking about, in general, the concept of Happy Hour. And, yeah, because it's fun for us. We're having a blast. And it's an easy hour of radio, too. But, you know, that's there you go. So we'll do this until the end of the segment at, what, 4:27? And
yeah, you got about 3 minutes.
Okay, so you got about 3 minutes, and then we'll cut it off there because it's going to take me forever to go through all the texts that we already have, which is a bunch. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Good time for me to remind you, too, about 92.5. It's not just Twitch. It's not just 97.5, but and tell your friends about it on the west side. That 92.5 signal is really good, all the way Katy, Sugarland, places like that. I did some driving around yesterday to just see where I could hear it and where it was better versus 97.5. And basically, my side of town to the Galleria, 92.5 is significantly better. I love it. But, you know, and then I kind of got down to I drove down Harrisburg, and I got a little past Wayside, and that's where it started. I started to lose it, but 97.5 is really strong there. So have them both on your presets and just flip back and forth if you're driving around. It's a really cool thing that we've gotten now to have another signal that is doing very well. I'm guessing 97.5 is still much better in your area, Aaron.
It is, but 92.5 is not bad either.
Really?
Unless it's, like I said, when you get that tropospheric interference thing, it's not as good. But other than that, it's still, it's a solid signal. It's not better than 97.5, but it works.
Yeah. Well, and that's, the main thing is that we now cover pretty much everything between the two stations.
Yeah.
And that's something we've been working on for a long time. So happy to have it. Did you see the NFL had to do a mandate to their coaches about masks?
Yeah.
And Sean McVay thought it was about him, which it probably was. Because you're on Sunday night, you know, everybody's watching. Well, apparently not everybody from the ratings. But
I was watching.
I was too. But can you explain to me why it's important for him to have a mask on the sideline? Everybody's distanced, right? For the most part.
You know why. It's for optics.
Yeah.
Even though, like, none of the players are wearing masks.
Yeah, and they're actually...
And they're touching and breathing on each other.
Yeah, and occasionally punching each other in the junk and stuff like that.
That happens, too.
So, yeah, I think... I find it weird that they have to make a big deal out of this. Oh, well. All right, we're going to break.
We'll come back with the results of the poll.
Yeah, and we'll let you know. I will just say that about 5 people on Twitter have said they love it. I haven't had any negatives on Twitter yet. But we're cutting it off now, and then I will go and tally the text line. We'll have an answer when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And adding everything up from, and this doesn't include the Twitch guys who we know love it. I've got it at 95-5 people love happy hour.
All right.
Which I think is about right because 95% of our listeners are totally awesome people and 5% are turds.
That's it.
So, yeah, it kind of works out. Like one guy says, happy hour is worse than poker and fantasy football talk combined.
Okay.
That's one of your negatives. And then one of the positives, listen in my car. I'm a 62-year-old female. I love it. I love that a young woman like that is listening to Happy Hour and loving it.
Well, Steve on Twitter also said his family in West Virginia is also tunes in every week for Happy Hour to watch us. So
it's almost heaven. So, yeah, everybody on the on Twitter says and then there were people mentioning, yeah, the multiple conversations going on. If we could just get the mic, that would be a good fix. So, but that AJ's already on that. That's why he's programming.
Working on things, man.
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, it now again, we're into football now. And last week, obviously, we had a Texans game to talk about. Of course, there wasn't much to talk about. That was a positive. But, you know, we'll have to see how it goes because it may be that, you know, we need to talk more sports on Fridays. But I think we did fine last week. I mean, I really do. I feel like we gave the Texans all they deserved, frankly. Maybe more than they deserved. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, I'm getting asked a lot of stuff about, like, are you guys going to be doing more road shows? I'm happy to do road shows. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if...
The morning show is out next Friday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like to think things are just open. Like, during football season is when we do our most remotes. Hopefully things are opening back up, and some people are like, hey, be nice to have you guys out. I mean, I'd like to be out.
Yeah, I would too. And I've actually reached out to some people, but, you know, that I think want to have us out, and hopefully we'll have some news on that pretty soon. Nick said, I like it, but I didn't like that it took you guys an hour to get to the Texans game last week.
Yeah, last week was a tough one, and I don't... I mean, obviously, we don't anticipate that being a problem again for the Texans, but
right.
And people may be mad tomorrow that we don't talk Browns Bengals in the first segment.
How much Browns Bengals do we
exactly
ever do? But I get it. But then, Nick, you listen to the whole show. We spent plenty of time on it.
Yeah, but not everybody gets to listen to the whole show.
No, and that's fair. But that's why we have podcastarena.com. Oh, so yeah. All right. I feel vindicated, frankly. Because I thought people were enjoying it. I got the sense people were enjoying it. And now I know for a fact people are enjoying it.
Yep.
So good. Did you see, you know, when we had Coach O on, was it like last month, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Go Tigers.
It was so refreshing how honest he was about stuff. I wonder if maybe he's too honest sometimes. Did you see the story about most of his players have already had the Rona?
Well, I mean, I think he believes that.
Yeah. So not all of our players, but most of our players have caught it.
Yeah.
So I think that hopefully they won't catch it again, and hopefully they're not out for games.
I don't think they're going to be any less careful. I mean, that.
No. But it's, of course.
And I also don't know if that's if I think for the most part that's kind of been disproven that if you get it, you can't get it again.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't. I think if you're going to play football, you can't. I mean, you obviously got to be careful, but you can't be in constant fear that your players are going to catch it because chances are good are.
But we've seen what happens when they do. I mean, okay, the game gets canceled, you get the or postponed, you get the kids healthy, you get back to playing football. I mean, that's going to happen. It's going to happen more than once. It's happening again this weekend with North Carolina. It's happened to Baylor and all these schools and. You're going to have some stops and starts. It's just there's no way around it. But they're handling it fine. So if I were a coach, I wish I would be happy if all my guys had already had it. But we still don't know if you can get it again.
Nope.
And that's the – I mean, some people have. So, yeah. 713-780-3776. I'm excited about college football, maybe more so than the NFL. Like once the Big Ten came around, it's like, okay, you know what? We don't need the Pac-12. Yeah, I can do something else at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night than watch Stanford and Arizona.
Yeah, I feel like I'm less into it this year than most years.
I don't know, man. I got excited when I saw. I don't know, maybe it's just the fact that and Baylor playing Saturday when I wasn't expecting that has me more excited than usual. I'm pretty fired up about it. See, that looks like late November for college basketball.
Yeah, and I saw like the Big Ten was talking today about a bubble situation. So I'm interested to see how that works out. Certainly, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if there's going to – like, you obviously can't have – I don't think you can have during the regular season, like the conference season, have a bubble. These guys got to go to school. But I do think you can set up these sort of pods where guys come and you play a few games and then you go back to school for a while. I think that we could start seeing more of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the more normal we get in the sports world, the more normal the rest of the world's going to feel.
Yeah.
Hopefully. At least – in our world, that's the case, but I think a lot of people feel that way. And then there's some people who, like we talked about yesterday, have decided they can live without it. By the way, shout out to B&B Butchers because their beverage director is a fan of the show. We're a big fan of B&B Butchers.
And we are.
That's the wife and I try to go there about once every couple of months for special occasion type dinners. And, you know, in fact, that was the first restaurant we went to when things opened back up. They did such a great job of keeping everything distanced. There were only like two other couples in there when we were there. But, God, that food is so good. Anyway, everybody still thinks COVID's going to be gone by November. Stop. The election has nothing to do with it. You guys are driving me nuts.
How dare you question that, Fred? How dare you question that conspiracy theory?
Yeah, well. I'm for conspiracy theories now. I think any conspiracy theory that anybody has about anything is great.
Okay.
Because they're all BS. and I love a little BS.
All right.
I do write fiction.
That's true.
So
it's kind of your thing.
Do you see that the Knicks were either working on a trade for Chris Paul, which is when we were talking about Harden trades, that was what the first name I brought up was the Knicks, right? Because that's the kind of team that would want somebody like that. They're also apparently looking at trying to pay Fred VanVleet $22 million a year.
Okay. Enjoy that.
Well,
like Fred VanVleet's one of those guys. He's like an underrated guy. I mean, I think he's a nice little piece, but $22 million a year? Okay.
Here's a question for you. Fred VanVleet or Eric Gordon?
Oh, for the same money?
Because basically that's Eric Gordon money is what they're offering him.
I don't know. I don't want either one of them at that money.
Yeah, I think that's too much. But, I mean, it's what NBA teams do, right?
Yeah.
They're going to pay. But, I mean, that's probably the level he's going to come in at. I'd like to see him stay in Toronto, but if I'm the Raptors and he's going to get $22 million, it's like,
yeah.
See ya.
I think that's one I'd let somebody else pull the trigger on that.
Yeah. Well, the Knicks are the perfect team to do it. That's why. Because they'll do stuff like this. But, I mean, he is still young. He still has kind of, he may get better still.
Could.
But I don't want to pay him to get better. I want to pay him for what I'm getting now. And if he does, you know, if he does it, great. If he doesn't, I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff. There's too much going on today.
Lamont says, I don't know if Fred or AJ are blackjack players, but he wants to know if counting cards is illegal. Is it a crime or a casino policy thing? It's not a crime, but casinos frown upon it.
Yeah, which to me is silly because you set the rules.
Right.
You already have all the advantages.
Yeah.
And basically, without counting cards, like if you do everything right, you play perfect blackjack, every $100 you bet, you win 99 on average. There's a reason they make money, right?
Yeah.
Now, everybody goes on a run sometimes, and sometimes people lose a lot more than that. But in general, there's a 1% house edge. So you're going to get your feelings all hurt when somebody finds a way to turn that house edge around on you? And they already do stuff like multi-deck, anything they can do to make it harder on you.
I mean, yeah, you're playing out of a shoe of like eight decks.
Yeah. So I think, no, it's not illegal, but it is. It's kind of like Rain Man. Once they found out, said, enjoy your winnings, now get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it goes. But, yeah, it's frowned upon by the casinos. Anything that takes money out of the casino's pocket, I'm for. If the people can figure it out, I'm for it. That's why I don't play a lot of games like that unless I'm just having fun while I'm in Vegas. Like I'll play some blackjack and that stupid little horse game, but I know I'm not winning money. I'm not trying to win money. That's why I've always focused on things where it's me against other people. Poker, horses, sports. Boom. That's it. Because I feel like I have an advantage against people. Against a casino, not so much.
Not as much.
Yeah. And even they make it hard, though, because they take so much money out of you get taxed so heavily on horse bets and things like that. I mean, those things are hard too. But all right, let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiven. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Late hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock tonight at 7. Do the show, bitch! I miss it when they hate each other. Last night was too much love.
I mean, listen, the guys got in a fight.
It's not the end of the world.
It fascinates me that people are obsessed with that. But
that's what that's society now, AJ. They're obsessed with train wrecks.
With drama.
I love train wrecks. As long as I'm not involved in it.
Nobody wants to be involved in it.
Yeah.
Ideally. But yeah, they are fun to watch. I get it.
Yeah, that's the same reason that I like videos of kids getting hurt. You know, it's just there's certain things that make me laugh. That made me laugh. Yeah, and we were talking about card counting. Robert says the movie 21 is a good movie about card counting, and it's based on a true story. Yeah, if you kind of want to see what it's about, that's the thing to go to is that movie 21. I wasn't that in love with it; thought it was okay. I don't know if you saw this. USA Today did the pro sports top athletes at age 25 and under.
Okay.
And some of these are, I mean, I think it makes me feel good for the future of some sports here with some of these guys. Like,
I mean, Giannis is, is Giannis 25 or is he?
Giannis is on the list. He's 25.
So Patrick Mahomes is 25.
He just turned 25, I think, yesterday or today.
Luka Doncic is under 25. I think he's like 21 or 22.
He's 21. He is on the list.
Who else would be on that list? Lamar Jackson be on that list.
23. Yeah.
Give me some baseball. Ronald Acuna Jr.
He's the first baseball guy on the list, as a matter of fact, at the age of 22. They've also got some other sports on here that we don't care about.
Is the gymnast girl, Simone Biles?
Simone Biles is on there, 23.
It's funny because she's been famous for like 10 years.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't believe she's only 23.
They start when they're children. That's what it is.
Well, that's because, yeah, she was like 12 when she was... doing this stuff.
Christian McCaffrey's still under 25.
And let's see if Christian is on here. I don't. Yeah, there he is. 24 years old.
Oh, we all know Juan Soto is 21 years old.
Juan Soto is 21 years old.
And I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is near 21 years old or maybe less than that.
He is 21.
Anybody I'm missing? Any big stars?
Let's see. Jason Tatum.
Oh, your boy Connor McDavid, right?
Connor McDavid is on the list. There's only two hockey players on the list. One of them is Connor McDavid, who's 23. And the other will make Dallas Stars fans happy. It's Miro Heiskanen, who's their incredible young defenseman.
All right.
And frankly, one of the reasons they're in the Stanley Cup is because...
Is Austin Matthews older than that?
No, Austin Matthews is not older than that. Austin Matthews should be on the list. But, you know, it's anti-American is what it is.
Yeah.
But, and then there's a bunch of like NASCAR drivers and stuff like that.
Oh, who cares about those?
Yeah. But
the future's bright, man.
Yeah. Austin Matthews is 23 years old, not on the list.
Damn.
Boo. Hiss. Of course, you can't get out of the first round of the playoffs. Well, McDavid didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs either.
That's true.
So, I thought that was it was kind of an interesting list, and I think they're doing it around Mahomes' birthday. The other football players that you would be interested in, Nick Bosa, is on the list. I think that's the only other big name that people would. There's like a snowboarder and a female soccer player and a swimmer. So I'm kind of skipping. Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, okay. There, maybe you forgot to mention Joe Burrow.
Jose Barro, not on the list.
Hmm. Well, shows what you know.
Christian Pulisic, the soccer player, is on there.
Never heard of him.
You've heard of him. He's like the only American that anybody knows. He plays for Chelsea.
Never heard of him. I've heard of Alexi Lawless.
Yeah, Alexi Lawless is older than me.
Well, just
Did
saying.
You say
that's
Vlad
what I've
Jr. was on the list?
Vlad Jr., not on the list.
Vlad Jr.'s on my fantasy team. He's stinking it up right now, so he doesn't belong on the list. Screw him.
There's a
He's no Fernando Tatis Jr.
There's a WNBA player on the list.
Oh, I thought you were saying there was a WWE wrestler. No. Like, oh, now that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's it. That's the interesting ones.
Okay.
Nobody cares about these other sports. So Trey asks, is Ja Morant on the list? He did not make the list.
I'm guessing neither did Zion, or you would have mentioned him.
Yeah, Zion not on the list.
Hmm.
So Brandon asking Jamal Murray, not on the list. So there you have it. The only other names that we didn't mention are like Paralympians and tennis players. And no disrespect to tennis players, but I don't really care.
There's Paralympians?
There's a Paralympian on there.
Wow. All right.
Do I really need to give there's Chloe
no,
Kim.
No, I don't care.
Chloe Kim, the snowboarder.
Are there any tennis or golf players that I should be hearing about that I haven't?
Well, you know what? I don't recall seeing a golfer. There's Ashley Barty is a tennis player, the number one ranked women's player in the world. She's from Australia. She's 24. She's on the list.
She hot? Never mind. Don't answer that. I don't care.
Why?
Because that can get you fired in 2020.
Oh, stop.
All I care
she's
about
Australian,
is her.
No, which
I don't
means
care.
She's
I don't
probably
care. I
hot.
Don't care. I don't care.
She's probably hot.
She's beautiful on the outside or on the inside. That's what matters.
That's
she's
it.
Beautiful at tennis. That's what I meant. Does she have a beautiful forehand?
Uh-huh. Listen, just roll with it, man. If you're going to be, just be you. We can't.
Being
just...
me is going to get me fired.
No, how's it going to get you fired? You're in charge of programming.
Well, listen.
You get to set the tone for
the most awkward meeting ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
AJ, sit down. AJ, we need to talk.
Yeah. Have a seat over there.
Oh, man. This will make Juggy Trey happy. Chase Elliott, 24 years old. NASCAR
okay.
driver. There's some guy named Sam Grew, Paralympics. He became a, despite contracting osteosarcoma at age 13, which resulted in his right leg being amputated, Grew became a world-class high jumper. Earned a silver medal in the 2016 Rio Paralympics, in between winning back-to-back golds in the 2015 and 17 World Championships. Let's see who else we got. Yeah, Chloe Kim, the snowboarder, Rose Lavelle from soccer, Katie Ledecky, the swimmer. She's only 23. Doesn't it feel like she's been around for 27 years?
Yeah.
Naomi Osaka is the other tennis player. She's 22.
Okay.
But no men tennis guys. Michaela Schifrin, a skier.
Right, we've gotten down a road I don't care about anymore. I don't care about any of those people.
But there's a number 25 in that WNBA. She's on the list.
One put some respect on my name?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's her name again?
Asia Wilson.
Okay.
24. And then there is one golfer, but it's a girl, Lexi Thompson.
That's what she's most famous for. For being the number that Andre Iguodala called her by.
Like, I'm quite certain they put her on there just because
you
of that.
Just told me her name. I've already forgotten it. All I know is she's the chick that Andre Iguodala called by number.
And I'll remember that. Actually, I think her number was 25.
Name is Asia, right?
Yeah, like A apostrophe J-A.
Okay.
So
What's her last name?
I got to go back and look it up now.
See?
Wilson.
That was the best thing that ever happened to her. It was the best pub she ever got.
Yeah. But apparently in college, she helped lead South Carolina to the 2017 national championship.
Well, there you have it.
Ah. I must have slept through that when South
Show
Carolina.
Show of hands for everybody who knew that South Carolina won the women's national championship.
I thought Connecticut wins every year.
Well,
unless Baylor wins.
Vaguely remember.
I know A&M won one year because my wife was there.
Well, that must have been a long time ago. Of course, I also don't follow women's basketball all that closely because I'm a sexist. Or because it's just boring.
That might be part of it.
Yeah. Hmm. There's plenty of men's sports I don't follow either, and it's not, I mean, it's not because they're men, it's just that I don't find their sports interesting.
Such as?
Golf.
Okay. I like playing golf video games.
I do too.
Skiing.
Well, what I will say, though, about the golf is I don't find men's golf any more or less interesting than women's golf. How about that?
I'll at least occasionally watch men's golf. I don't. Women's golf does nothing for
me. Okay, what about men's tennis versus women's tennis?
I actually prefer women's tennis.
I think I do, too, now.
I think it's more entertaining.
When I was a kid and I played tennis pretty regularly, I ended up watching more women's tennis. My girl Gabriella Sabatini was the favorite. Everybody else like Jennifer Capriati.
See,
not me.
I liked her because she became such a train wreck.
Oh yeah, she's a mess.
And that's the kind of girl I would have dated at the time.
She's like the Tanya Harding of women's tennis,
which I also had a thing for Tanya Harding.
Oh, that's gross,
dude. She was not in the
whatever
day,
you're gonna say.
No,
she was
in the
not.
Day she was attractive.
No, she's a Trailer Park Seven.
Yeah, guess. Guess what I used to like back in the day? I told you I liked that touch of the gutter. I think she and I would have done really well together. So same with Jen Capriati. Why do you think I've been married so many times? All right, of course, you know, they are train wrecks, and I do like train wrecks. And if you're in a train wreck and you get hurt, you know who to call. Lawyer Dave. What's up, Dave?
That's exactly right. If you get some kind of a train wreck, it would be perfect for you to call me, Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker, at 713-626-8900. And I'll help you out.
Yeah, and not just train wrecks, car wrecks, you know, slip and fall accidents, or even a bad doctor experience, right?
You bet. We've had a number of cases recently regarding medicines that were misprescribed and causing a lot of trouble for some people, some really bad problems. So, yeah, any kind of an accident anywhere throughout Texas and some of the cases nationwide, I'm here to help you.
Yeah, and you don't charge for consultations. There's not a dime out of pocket until they win their case, and that includes if they need medical help.
That's right. Blitzers, if you've got a legal question, it doesn't matter what it is, give me a holler. I'll do my best to answer it or send you to somebody that can. And if you need medical care following an accident and you can't afford to pay for it out of your pocket, I'll see that you get to a doctor without any money up front, and I'll get you a ride back and forth, too, if need be.
And tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Hit me up, 713-626-8900, or lawyerdave.com, or lawyerdavelaw is my Twitter handle, or through my friend Fred and AJ.
Yeah, I had a couple people reach out the last couple days for your number, so you can always hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I'll get you the information if you can't remember that. Need a lawyer? What do they do?
They had better dial Dave. You were trouble when you walked in. It's a shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome. That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.